Well, good morning and welcome to our Saturday team call. This is Senior Master Coordinator Jennifer Glacken, and I'm going to be your moderator and host for this morning's call. Every single Saturday, we come together so that we have the opportunity to be thinking about our Shackley business. When we work in a corporate job, obviously you go to your job and you've got responsibilities and you've got somebody sort of hanging over your back telling you what to do. In Shackley, we have to motivate and inspire ourselves to build our business and our teams. And that's part of why we come together, is to remind ourselves every single week of what we have in front of us and what we have as a possibility to build. So I'm just going to give you a couple of quick reminders. We've got our team meeting next weekend in West Palm Beach. Tony and Debbie Underwood are hosting an event down in West Palm Beach next Friday and Saturday. I believe there are still some tickets. If you haven't gotten them, please do so. I'm going to be there. Heather Chastain's going to be there. Laura Evans. Marty Turner, so a number of different people who are going to be speaking and sharing and giving you hopefully wonderful tips and ideas. I've heard every single one of those people speak before, and I've gotten huge nuggets of information, and so I'm really excited to go and participate as well. Last night, we had our Back to Basics event in Chicago, and I'm going to be talking a little bit about that today with one of the topics that we're going to discuss. And then, of course, for those of you who were on our business leader call, the Shackley business leader call this past week, you heard that there is going to be a special incentive announced at our global conference, and it will be a different way or a unique way to actually earn the trip, the dream trip, which is a Caribbean cruise. You will absolutely want to be at our global conference so that you can participate in this additional way to earn the trip. For those of you who have been thinking, gosh, I'm not sure if I can make the trip, I'm not sure if I had everything lined up, if I have the right amount of points, et cetera, you will want to be there. Now, this incentive is only open to people who go to the global conference. And as of yesterday, when I contacted the home office, we were right around 200 tickets that were left for the Vegas conference. So if you haven't gotten your Vegas tickets yet, please do so. You will want to be there. You'll be so disappointed if you're not and you have that opportunity to earn the trip and you haven't had a chance to do that yet. So let's move into the topic for our call today. So at the Back to Basics last night, I had a number of people come up to me and say that it was really, really refreshing and exciting to hear about all of the eight-step pattern in order in one meeting, because a lot of times we take different segments. You know, sometimes you'll hear us talking about contacting and inviting. Sometimes you hear us talking about follow-up. And people were really happy to hear the entire process in one flow. So I thought I would do that again this morning. But before I do that, I want to just sort of give everybody an idea. I'd like you to think about your Shackley business, and I'd like you to think about where you're at volume-wise, where you're at sponsoring-wise on a monthly basis, how many qualified distributors you have on your team, how many people do you have in your organization building businesses with you? We know what this business is about. Network marketing, social marketing is about developing an organization and a team of people who develop a team of people. We teach people to be leaders, and we help leaders become even bigger leaders by organizing their team and sharing Shackley with people that they know. And so we want to be thinking about 5,000 in personal group volume minimum. So if right now you're doing 2,000, I want you to elevate your thinking up to 3,000 and then 4,000 and then ultimately getting up to that 5,000 mark. When you're at 5,000 in personal group volume, what happens is you actually have the ability to promote directors without any, you know, worry about your own personal group volume. Your check is a really decent check. It's over $2,000 typically on a monthly basis when you're at that rank or at the level of 5,000 in personal group volume. And it's just a really comfortable place to be. For those of you who have been at 2,000 before and you know that that's the minimum amount necessary for being a Shackley director, you sort of feel like you're hanging on by your fingernails when you're at 2,000. It's a struggle some months, and you're always going, oh, my gosh, I'm going to get there, and then you get to 2,001 or 2,002. And it's just a struggle. When you're at 5,000, it doesn't matter. And especially when you coast into 5,000, and we've got a number of people on the team who do that. So that's about our thinking. That's about changing our thinking so that we have put 5,000 as the marker out there, not 2,000. And you'll know when you're there if at the end of the month, if you're crawling into 2,000, if you're not thinking, oh, great, I've made it, but instead you're thinking, oh, my goodness, I've got a long way to go because I've got to get to 5,000. So that's the first thing, 5,000 in personal group volume. Second thing is enrolling 3 new qualified distributors. Think about having 3 new qualified distributors on your team, what type of excitement and energy that brings. People, when they're new, they have a lot of questions. They're excited about Shackley. They want to know about using all of the products. They want to go out and share Shackley with all their friends and family. And so it's really important that we keep infusing our businesses with new people. Those new people bring that excitement, but it also helps to bring the growth, and it gives us a whole new group of people to talk to. So plant that in your head. How do I go out and find those three new qualified distributors? And last but certainly not least, when you get those qualified distributors, you're going to have new members in your organization. I want you to think about bringing in 20 new members into your organization. With those 20 new members, once again, you've got excitement infused into your business. When people are new, they have lots and lots of questions. People are asking you about, you know, how to use the products. People are asking you about Dr. Shackley. They're asking you about the opportunity. They're asking lots of questions because this is something new to them. They're just learning about Shackley and all that we have to offer. So how do you do those things? How do you increase your volume, get those qualified distributors, and get those new members? Well, we follow the 8-step pattern process. It's a process that's been tried and true for many years. It's not something that Jennifer Glacken created or Shackley created. It's been in the business and in this industry for so many years. But oftentimes we forget to follow the pattern. It's really that simple. And when we plug all of our people into the pattern, what happens is we easily duplicate. And so if you're finding, well, gosh, you know, I've got some distributors on my team, but I can't get them moving. I can't get them doing what they need to do. Well, perhaps we haven't put that process in place and we're not talking the steps of the process. And so what's happening then is your people don't know what to do exactly. They say, okay, well, I have no idea what to do. How can I build? So the first step of the process, and remember, this is for yourself and for your team, so I'm going to be talking about both of those as I go through it. So the first step is vision. You have to know why you're building a business. Now, my guess is that most of you on this call know why you're building the business. If you don't, then just take a little bit of time this week, today, when the call's over, whenever you find that little chunk of time, and just go through in your head, why are you building the business? What do you hope to gain from having a Shackley business? Is it more income? Is it the travel? Is it the community? You know, why are you building the business? The other thing is to ask yourself, do the people on your team know why they're building the business? Last night we had a fabulous conversation with some of the folks in the room. We did a lot of interactive conversation. And one of the leaders in the room said that she finds out her people's why. So she finds out the distributors and the builders on her team. She finds out what their why is. And then she dives into helping them keep their why alive. She helps keep that why in front of them on a consistent basis. So that if they have a down month, or if they're depressed or discouraged with something that happens, maybe they lose a qualified distributor, or they have a director revert, or something happens, which are all things that happen in this business, then they are able to go back to their why, get re-engaged, get recharged up, and go back out and continue to build. And so sometimes, you know, as leaders, we say, okay, go out and get your vision team, and we assume that our team has gone out and figured out their why. Well, we need to go back and keep touching base. We need to know what those whys are so that we can help infuse those people with encouragement and help them really drive towards their why. That's the first thing. First step is vision. Second step is we have to make a commitment. Now, most of you, you're committed. You're on this call. Are your team members on this call? Are your team members committed to their autoship on a monthly basis, getting Shackley products in their home? You know, when I hear somebody say, oh, you know, I use about 100 points worth of product a month, well, I know that person's not Shackleyized yet. We have a lot of products in the products guide, and we have a lot of things that are alternatives to things that people are going out to the grocery store, to Target, to Walmart, and they're buying. We want them to buy from themselves. If they own their own business, they would buy from themselves. The more products people use, the easier it is to go out there and share Shackley with other people because they're getting results. They're seeing how the products work, and they're able to go out and talk about them. If they're not using our products, they're not going to go out and talk about them. So, yes, having an authorship is important, but there are other team commitments that are really important when we're looking at, you know, building a business and making that commitment. Do we have a commitment to our business? Have we blocked out time to work our Shackley business? And when I say blocked out time, I mean blocked out time and sort of set it in stone. If you had a job to go to, you know, I know we've got a number of teachers on the call here today. So when you were teaching school, you couldn't just, you know, willy-nilly decide when to show up and when not to show up. You were expected to be there. Your kids expected you to be there. You know, you had a curriculum to follow. You had a lesson plan that you had put in place. So you didn't get to just decide, well, I'm not going to show up today. You needed to show up, and you needed to be fully present. Well, in our Shackley business, too often we say, well, I'm going to make calls tomorrow, and I'm going to make calls, let's say, from 1 to 3. Well, then something else happens. You know, maybe you've got to take your pet to the vet, or maybe, you know, you trip and you want to go see the doctor because your ankle hurts. You know, what happens is we block out that time, and we block it out for Shackley, but then we don't end up using it for Shackley. We end up putting all these other things into that time slot. And really, that's when we're treating our business like a hobby. If you treat this business like a career, you'll get career income. If you treat it like a hobby, you'll get hobby income, and you'll get hobby rewards. So it's really important to remember that and look at how are we treating this business. Do we block our time out, and do we make that commitment? So there's lots of areas where we can make a commitment, but I just want you to think about your commitment level to your business and, you know, your commitment level to your team, your commitment level to the products, to the company. When we're committed, we do different actions and activities. And so when you're looking at helping your team grow and move forward, we have to help them make those commitments as well. And we need to know what commitments they've made so that we can help hold them accountable to those commitments. Now, the third step in the process is that we need a list of names. We can't go out and create a business if we don't have people to talk to. So that list of names, when we first start out, is really easy to make. At least I say it's easy to make. Most people easily make up the list. But what happens is we make up that list, and then we shove it under a pile of papers. It goes into a notebook that's, you know, been lost in our piles, and we never look at it again. So what we really should say is not just having a list of names, but a working list of names. So what does a working list of names look like? Well, we take a name off because we've contacted and invited that person, and then we add a name back to fill in that spot. So we're constantly taking names off and calling the people and inviting them to learn about Shackley, developing those relationships, all of the things that we do in those phone calls, but we take the names off because we're contacting and inviting them. And then we add names to the list so that we always have a robust list, so we always have a list of names to work from, and we're always working on that list. So where is your list of names? Where are your team members' lists of names? Does everybody have a working list? Or are you one of those people that had a list and it's gotten lost? Maybe it's covered with dust in a pile somewhere in your house. Pull that list back out and look at who have you not yet called. Are there people on that list that you haven't contacted yet? My guess is for all of us that, yes, there are lots of people on that list that we haven't contacted yet, because that's typically what happens. We have a list of names, we don't utilize it, and we need to utilize it. So list of names is step number three. Step number four is contact and invite. So we have to be contacting and inviting people to learn about Shackley. Now, this is a place that so many people get tripped up. So last night we had a really good conversation about, you know, a lot of people, it's not time to contact and invite them for Shackley yet. Yes, we can contact them and talk to them. We can develop relationships with them, but it's not always the time to invite them to learn about Shackley. So, for example, you might have somebody's name on your list and you haven't talked to them in a long time. Well, we've got to go back and redevelop that relationship. It's really important that we continue to talk to them, get to know them better, help, you know, figure out what their Shackley needs are or what their potential needs are that Shackley could meet. So we have to step back for a little bit, and maybe you thought, oh, gosh, I'm going to invite, you know, John to this event. I'm so excited. I think John's ready to, you know, start Shackley. You get on the phone with John and you find out, no, John's not ready. You know, John's mom's in the hospital, or John's, you know, all wrapped up in something going on at work right now, or something, just it's not the right time. And so we have to be patient, because when we push the relationship or we push somebody and try to get them into Shackley before it's the right time, then what happens is we've pushed the person. And we always say, gosh, I don't want to be pushy. I don't want to, you know, and I hear that constantly, especially from new people. I hear people saying, oh, I am afraid that I'm going to seem like I'm too pushy if I keep calling somebody. Well, it's not really about seeming pushy from calling the person. It's about what we're talking to them about. Are we listening to what their needs are? Are we listening to what's going on in their life? Or are we just calling them because, gosh, I've got to get somebody to this event, and maybe we just call and barrel through it? So, no, we've got to make sure that we're taking the time to listen, develop the relationships, and when it's the appropriate time, we invite them to learn about Shackley. The next step in the process is to share Shackley. So we have to actually share Shackley. Now, I'm going to encourage everybody, if you haven't already done a grand opening, to do a grand opening. We've talked about grand openings so many times, but really, if you've had a grand opening before, great. You can always have a grand reopening. No one knows that you had a grand opening before, and the people you're going to invite are probably new people. But you can also have a grand opening if you've never had one before. You know, it's all about the psychology behind the event. A grand opening is a great place to invite people to come and support you. And the grand opening is designed to help you grow your business. It's designed to be a safe place to invite all the people who are in your contact sphere, your warm market, to come and learn about Shackley. And so I gave the example last night at the Back to Basics training about Sharon Porter, who had invited 52 people to her event, or actually invited more than that. 52 people said yes, they were coming, and 48 actually showed up. Now, that's a awesome number of people. The reason that many people showed up is because she actually followed the process. She called people and asked them to support her in her business, that she really wanted them to be there to learn what she was doing because she was so excited about her Shackley business. So people came, and then Sharon did the follow-up after the fact. So the follow-up is also critical. Having that follow-up piece in place, you can invite loads and loads of people. You can have loads of people come to your event, and if you don't do the follow-up, you never close the deal. People are not going to be calling you back and begging you to join Shackley. We have to stay on top of reminding people that they came, they said they were excited, they were interested in the product line, and we want to make sure that we get them into whatever product line they're interested in so that they can start to see the results. So sharing Shackley is key, and I really believe that the grand opening is a great way to do that. So once again, if you haven't done a grand opening, do one. If you've already done a grand opening, do a grand reopening. After you've shared Shackley, the next step is to follow up with people. And we could spend an entire training on follow-up, and we have done that many times before, but follow-up is critical. Follow-up is just calling people back and reminding them about what it was they were interested in and closing the sale. Now, so often we think about follow-up as, oh, my gosh, you know, what am I going to say to people? Just ask questions. You know, are they ready to get started? You know, it was great to see you at my event last night, and I hope you had a really good time. I'd love some feedback on the event. So you just get into a conversation. You talk to people. You ask them, you know, what they liked best about the event. Now, in a situation like with Sharon's situation where she had so many people show up, it's challenging at the end of the night to be able to close everybody. So you're going to have to do the follow-up after the fact. Even when you do close people at the event, we still have to do the follow-up with the person. If somebody buys one bottle of Basic H or they buy one bottle of Herblax or even a whole skincare system, we need to still follow up because they're not completely Shackleyized. We want people to get the full Shackley experience. We want them to understand about all the product lines, the health benefits of the products. We want to make sure that the products are working well for them, that they're getting the results that they were hoping to get. And ultimately, and really, if we think about this, we're hoping that our customers turn into business partners. We want to find out if there's a need for them. Now, I was a customer for 6.5 years before the need arose in my life to actually need a business. And so there's lots and lots of people on your team that it's not the right time yet for the business. But if we stay in touch, we continue to follow up, we will know when the right time is. But too often, we don't stay in touch with people. We don't continue to do the follow-up, and people fall off. And we go, well, gosh, why isn't that person buying anymore? Well, pick up the phone and find out why. It doesn't mean that you call and badger them. You're not trying to force them to buy Shackley. But you're just calling to say, you know what? I noticed that you were buying Vitalizer for 6 or 7 months, and you stopped. I was just wondering what happened. You know, was there something that happened with the product? Did you not have the results you were looking for? You know, tell me what happened. And so then you get into a genuine conversation, and you can find out maybe there's a financial situation, and maybe we can get them just on the Vitali and the probiotic or something like that. We just have to find out what's going on. You know, maybe they started using a different product line. Well, why did they start using a different product line? Those are just really good questions. So follow-up is critical. And remember that ultimately follow-up is just to continue taking people down their Shackley journey, helping them along their path. The next step in the process is that we have to sponsor people. So if they haven't already sponsored, we're trying to sponsor them through the follow-up process. If they have sponsored, then the follow-up is just to continue taking them down the Shackley journey. And then last but certainly not least is to train people on our team to do the exact same process. So it is an 8-step pattern, folks. It really is that simple. I know you're probably going, oh, my gosh, I've heard this before. Yes, you've heard about the 8-step pattern before, or at least hopefully you've heard about the 8-step pattern before. But are you following it yourself? Are you helping your team go down that path? Every time there's a question in your business, every time your business isn't going exactly the way you want it to go, maybe you're not having the growth that you're looking to have, you have to go back and say, well, where am I tripping up? What part of the process isn't working? Now, my guess is for a lot of folks, we either lose our vision or we're not contacting and inviting enough people. It's usually one of those two places that I see the biggest issue for folks when they say, gosh, my business isn't where I want it to be. So really have that honest face-to-face conversation with yourself and say, you know what? What isn't working? Why is it not going the way I want it to go? If your business is exploding, then you are probably following the 8-step pattern, and you're probably helping your team to do the same. We've got a lot of people in the process doing that. And so really, if you're looking to grow your business, if you want to have those changes that you said you want to have this year, if you want to reach those goals, just go back, look at the process, see how it's working in your business or how it's not working in your business. And remember what I started this conversation with. Working to getting yourself to 5,000 in personal group volume is going to give you such a level of comfort. You might be still sitting here going, well, gosh, well, how do I do that? Well, we've got to have a list of names, and we've got to be contacting and inviting people. If you go out and get 3 new qualified distributors and 20 new customer members or preferred members, what's going to happen is your business will explode. You'll have that excitement. You'll have people calling you about Shaklee, wanting to know more. And you'll have people on your team that are new qualified distributors wanting to go out and share Shaklee, launching their business. They'll be out there talking to people. It's just going to infuse your business with lots of excitement and lots of growth, hopefully. So I hope everybody has a fabulous weekend and a fabulous Shaklee week. For those of you going to the Florida event out in West Palm Beach, I will see you next weekend. We'll still have our team call on Saturday morning, same time, same place. Hope everybody has an amazing Shaklee week. Goodbye, everybody.